Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Moral Landscape by Sam Harris. Read by the author.
Introduction. The Moral Landscape. The people of Albania have a venerable tradition of vendetta called kanun. If a man commits a murder, his victim's family can kill any one of his male relatives in reprisal. If a boy has the misfortune of being the son or brother of a murderer, he must spend his days and nights in hiding, foregoing a proper education, adequate health care, and the pleasures of a normal life. Untold numbers of Albanian men and boys live as prisoners of their homes even now. Can we say that the Albanians are morally wrong to have structured their society in this way? Is their tradition of blood feud a form of evil? Are their values inferior to our own? Most people imagine that science cannot pose, much less answer, questions of this sort. How could we ever say, as a matter of scientific fact, that one way of life is better or more moral than another? Whose definition of better or moral would we use? While many scientists now study the evolution of morality, as well as its underlying neurobiology, the purpose of their research is to merely describe how human beings think and behave. No one expects science to tell us how we ought to think and behave. Controversies about human values are controversies about which science officially has no opinion. I will argue, however, that questions about values, about meaning, morality, and life's larger purpose, are really questions about the well-being of conscious creatures. Values, therefore, translate into facts that can be scientifically understood regarding positive